Bald and blonde. Welcome to the Mindset Evolution podcast. Hear about tips, tricks, skills, tools, inspiration, mental hygiene. Know what you want and how to create what you desire to achieve predictable results and create a content life wherever you are. And here are your hosts, Kathy Tate and Daisy Papp.
And hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution. I'm Kathy Tate, the Bald Warrior, your host from Australia. And with me, as always, is Daisy Papp, your host from the Florida Keys. Hi, Daisy.
Hello, my dear friend down under. I'm so glad to see you. And oh, my goodness, how many things can happen in 1 week. Winning awards up and down, and especially down under, getting so much recognition, receiving so much support from our listeners and sponsors. This is just wonderful. And I am so filled with gratitude.
Certainly is amazing. It's like our ball has slowly been rolling down this hill for 12 months and it suddenly gathered all this momentum. And things are really starting to happen. It's super exciting. And yes, much gratitude for us receiving the Bronze Award from the Oz Mumpreneur Awards of 2021 in the Women Will Change the World category. We are super excited about that and super, super grateful to be given that recognition of our podcast.
Absolutely. And we didn't even know that these awards existed, so I am just stunned that our listeners want us to be recognized. It's just beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Which is a great lead into today's topic, Daisy, because I want to talk about prosperity. And of course, when people initially think of prosperity, they may think about money, but I think that there are all sorts of prosperity and recognition is certainly one of them. I think that this has been a really great pumper-upper. I know that's not a word.
Okay, fine.
A pumper-upper, that is such Australian slang. What I mean to say is this has just come at a great time, this recognition, because we have put in a lot of work for a long time and we may have been just celebrated our first day from when we published, but actually the work has gone on months before that actually happened. And it's been a fantastic journey. And it is fantastic also to get a little pat on the back.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's prosperity.
Yes, it is. So when you want to speak about prosperity, let me ask you, what is your definition of prosperity?
Well, I would think of the word prosperous as its root and then think about what that means to me. And to me, that means you're doing well. There's an abundance, there's a positivity, there's a success around what you're doing and whatever it is you're undertaking. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it would mean to me.
Thank you so much for sharing. I agree with you. I believe that there is one more aspect where we can see prosperity, and that is in life overall. When we look at the prosperous flora and fauna, meaning the animal world, and the growth of plants and flowers and algae, it is just so amazingly prosperous when we just start looking. It is even when you take a piece of sand and put it under a microscope, then you see so many facets. Or when you look at the crystal as it's growing, it's prospering. Now, ideas can prosper too. Creativity can prosper. Now, another aspect is our cells. So many cells are dying. Billions of cells in our bodies every single day are dying. And we're building new ones. That's prosperous. So when we become so aware of that level of prosperity, then we can realize that we are not even off of prosperity, but we are prosperous. only because mainstream media tells us, oh, you're not a real guy when you don't use this particular blade to shave, or the woman who does not wear specific shoes because otherwise she's not feminine enough. That's really all illusion. Mm-hmm. When we start focusing on how prosperous we already are, and I'm not even going to the basic, look at oxygen. Have you ever wondered, I wonder where my next breath comes from? Probably not. And there always was much, much more. So unless you're diving and you're free diving, for example, because then you really need to measure the volume in your lungs. So how much oxygen you had and then let it slowly out, the deeper do you go. So prosperity is all around us. And it is really a disbelief, I believe, to focus solely on one angle of prosperity, and that would be the zeros behind a number on your bank account, unless they're red, because then you don't want all these zeros. So again, it's very important that we define it. So prosperity, when I look at you, you're prosperous. Look, you can talk, you can walk, you can think, you can smile. All the muscles you have in your face that make you smile. The blinking of your eyes, that grin, that cute little, I don't even know how you call those, these little bumps inwards. How do you call those in your cheeks? I don't know how you call them.
Dimples. Are you saying I have dimples?
Yes. So imagine having these dimples. What prosperity that is. Your fingers, how they're moving. They can switch on and off recording buttons and put up and down the headphones, plug in and out the microphone. That's prosperity. We just have learned prosperity, I believe, in a very limiting shape and form.
You're absolutely right. I think that we're probably opening people's eyes right now with this conversation, because that's how I'm feeling. We've been trained through our current social systems to believe prosperity only means money, and they've shut down all of these other facets of it. So important to have this conversation and bring to people's awareness what prosperity really is, so that they can embrace it and feel it. And it will, on its own, I think, when you do embrace this, come out in every facet, including the money. Like, that's the other side. I think if we can embrace it wholly in every piece of our life, then the positive outcomes are inevitable.
Well, you hit a nail on the head, although that's my job usually, because I have the hammer. I have a German one, by the way, very special to me. I had a session the other week with a lady, and it was about money and money mindset, prosperity. And actually what I mentioned to her is focus on where the prosperity is and not where it's not. And then you brought in feel it. And that's the key, because the emotion, it already says it in the word, emotion, energy in motion. When you bring your energy in motion, things start happening. Now, what I said to my client the other day, when you open your eyes, when you drive through a town or a city, or you go to a store, it is filled with prosperity. And I share with you why. When I drive up and down US 1, how many trucks are there? How many sedans? How many roofless cars are there because they want to enjoy the sun while they're driving and the wind is blowing in their hair? Millions and millions of dollars wherever I look. The bridges that are built, millions and millions of dollars. The store filled with groceries, millions of dollars. The buildings themselves. Prosperity is all around now. When we realize that it is, not past tense was, no, it is really here. It's existent right here, right now. And I can see it. I can see its existence. And then I feel it, meaning I step into that feeling. My energy starts being in motion. Then I feel that there's no lack. That is when I realize that I lied to myself all the time, all along. oh, there's a lack of prosperity, a lack of prosperity. Now, when we focus on the lack of prosperity, which energy are we actually exercising? Which energy in motion? The lack of. No wonder we can't see more. Now, even if when you start focusing on prosperity, nothing happens to your bank account, let's say, you will nevertheless feel much more filled and grateful for the prosperity surrounding you. Therefore, you will have a more content life. Therefore, the lack of anything else will be less relevant. Therefore, wherever your focus goes, everything grows. And when you start seeing the prosperity that surrounds us 24/7, and even if we go down to the basic, absolute, actually life elixir, oxygen, it's always there. There's enough. I have it. And you never consider, where's my next breath of air coming from? And then you step automatically, consequently, into gratitude. Now, when you then start becoming grateful for the prosperity surrounding you, you will be a much happier you. If nothing else changes in your life, you will be a happier you. And because you will be a happier you, you will produce and generate much more happy moments in your life, because life is not about happiness. When people come to me, oh, all I want to achieve in my sessions is happiness. I said, wrong number. Because happiness is not a goal. What a goal could that possibly be? It's not realistic. Life is filled with ups and downs. Key is, I believe, being content with the ups and downs and knowing how to handle the ups and downs. That's my humble belief.
Yes, I believe that too. I do. But I also believe that happiness can go along hand in hand with that. But we haven't really had that conversation yet, have we, Daisy? Nevertheless, when you speak this way about prosperity, it makes complete sense to me. It makes complete sense that we should not focus on lack, that we should focus on the upside, the prosperity that is all around us, everywhere and within us. And I do believe that if we do focus on that, then we can generate massively awesome things into our lives. I do believe that. And we both believe in the infinite pool of infinite possibilities, which we've spoken about in a few episodes. I do believe that's worth bringing into this conversation too, because as you've described prosperity being in the world everywhere, really, everywhere you look, there's things growing and prospering and being in abundance for us, and so many things that we probably take for granted because they're always there, especially oxygen. And I think that you're bang on when you say, let's keep focusing on that and not focus on the lack. I think that's a super important lesson for everybody out there, because I know and I observe so many people still stuck in their lack. They're still stuck in the negative and unable to seemingly see the other side. It's like they're dragged down and they're not sure how to go from seeing things so negatively to suddenly seeing things positively. And that's just come out in me now when I'm speaking. So maybe that's something we need to help our listeners with, that thought pattern right there, that how do they switch that long-term thinking, I would say too. As we said, we're trained to think of things in certain ways from our upbringing. And I think this is one of those things.
Well, those who are suffering lack, they're factually suffering lack. So it is a challenge to get out of that mindset, because when they face a lack of something, that may be money, that may be clothing, that may be shoes, that may be work, that may be relatives, that may be family, that may be love, anything that can be prosperous, or anything prosperous. It is quite a challenge to get out of that mindset, but it's possible. When we are lacking, then there's either the way out, so something we can do about it, then go ahead and do it. Or if there's nothing you can do about it, then stop not doing about it and go on to something else. Because when I'm trying to focus on the lack of, but I don't do anything about it, then the lack is not going to subside.
Mm, yeah, absolutely.
When there is lack, factual lack, but I'm still grateful for the prosperity that's surrounding me naturally, then I'm even in that lack, experiencing the lack in a very different emotional state. Mm? So when we can do something, go ahead and do it. But when you can't do something, for example, let's say there's no rain. I remember when I visited Australia, they told me for 3 years it hadn't rained. Now, if people would have run around all day long, it didn't rain, it didn't rain, it didn't rain. Imagine the mood overall in Queensland, because people would have focused on the lack of rain, but they didn't. They focused on what they could control and stopped focusing on what they could not control. And it will rain when it will rain. Out of their control.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that 100%. I've used that skill many times in order to not freak out about something that was going on. Like, it was the first thing I stopped myself with. Hang on, can I do anything about this? And if I can't, I just have to put it aside, because you drive yourself nuts mm-hmm. otherwise.
Mm-hmm. And then again, wherever your focus goes, everything grows.
Yes.
And when you really have nothing surrounding you, let's say there's never a situation where nothing's surrounding you, because worst case scenario, it's oxygen, right?
Yeah.
The air surrounding you, or the ground under you, or the sky above you, or something to your left, maybe far away, or something to your right, maybe far away, but it's still existent. When we focus on the trillions of cells that we have in our body, they are ours. No one can take them away from us. And when we realize that we are trillionaires, imagine, and I'd like to bring up Muhammad Ali again. When he was a young athlete, he would beat his chest and say, "I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest." And no one believed him, and people laughed about him. People laughed behind his back. People laughed into his face. People laughed around him. They were chit-chatting and gossiping about him. He continued saying, "I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest." And that's what he became. Now, when people would walk around here, even in areas where there might be lack, and they would just switch on their mindset, "I'm a trillionaire. I'm a trillionaire. I'm a trillionaire. I'm a trillionaire." I wonder, just as an experiment, I wonder what would happen. Maybe it would be a good idea to try it out. Find 100 people in a state.
It'd be a great experiment.
And let them do it. And we can help them out how to keep their mindset in this way.
Mm.
And then let's see what happens after 30, 60, 90 days. So imagine, because when I think and believe I can, I'm right. Even Henry Ford said it, if I'm not mistaken. He said, "Either you think you can or you think you can't, you're right."
Yes, absolutely. Along those lines, he definitely said that. And we ourselves are proof, Daisy. We set out with our intention of embracing the globe. And here we are 12 months later, 56 countries.
If someone would have told us that a year ago, you'd probably have told them, "Well, you're crazy," because that would have been maybe something you would have dared to say. And I would have said, maybe it's a good time to meditate or see a doctor, or I don't know what sort of fantasies you're having. And I would have appreciated their vision. But now that it came true, it is just amazing. So you see, we never said we're the greatest, but we wanted to embrace the globe. And we continued embracing the globe. And that's what we're doing. And how it will happen, who cares? Who cares?
Yes. It's a super important lesson, is to let go of the how it happens. It's been instrumental in allowing, I think, everything to flow much, much easier, has been to let go of the how. It's not an easy thing to do. I think this has been a really interesting conversation so far about prosperity and hopefully opened our listeners' eyes to the fact that there is prosperity everywhere, all around us and within us. And a lot of the time that has nothing to do with money whatsoever. Remember, money is just something that man created in place of a barter system. It really isn't as meaningful as society puts out. What is way more meaningful is how we treat ourselves and how we treat other people and our awareness of the world around us. And I think that being aware of this prosperousness, this prosperity all around us, even in the natural world, which you probably don't really think about. I don't know that I really thought about prosperity in terms of nature and the earth nurturing us as human beings. Like, I think that's such a cool viewpoint and one that we need to be grateful for, because we wouldn't be here without that. We wouldn't exist and be able to do all these things that fill us with joy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really glad that we pointed that out. That was super, super cool. And also that we pointed out it's all in really the way you look at it and assess it. If you are experiencing lack, can you do anything about it? And if you can't, then change the way you are looking at your situation and have the gratitude there for the things that you do have, so that you're not focusing on the lack. You are focusing on what you can prosperity-wise, which then lifts your vibration and changes the experience altogether, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. And when we then, but I think that will be either a workshop or that will be a boot camp or it will be a week-long seminar series or it will be a Zoom online symposium. I'm unsure about how we're going about it, but it's out there in the universe because we are willing to do it and it will happen in one shape or the other, that there is no lack. When we realize that all we always have is now, now is the only moment we have. Yesterday's gone, future's not here yet, the best is yet to come, maybe not, the past is gone, oh, the past was so wonderful, much better than today. All you really have is now. And because you have so many nows, every now is really unique. That's also, you have a prosperity of nows. That's another point of view. Now, there's one more thought to it. Because we are the subtotal of everything we've experienced so far and everything that we've experienced so far and we gave meaning to. Now, imagine when we in the right here, right now, focus on the prosperity instead of focusing on the lack, it cannot not have an impact on our future nows. It cannot. And that is connected with the infinite pool of infinite possibilities. But then again, it is so prosperous that we have no clue. We have no idea because we cannot grasp it. That's how big it is. It is probably helpful when our listeners hear that there is a very different way to look at prosperity.
Yes, I certainly think that this episode has been an eye-opener when it comes to that. And I think that it opens up a super awesome conversation. And I hope that it's helped you look at it a little bit differently, listeners. I know that it's broadened my view of what prosperity means, certainly. So thank you for that, Daisy. And I think that super, super important out of all of what we've talked about today is your attitude when it comes to how you look at things. That is the key here. And that is up to you. That is a choice.
It's learnable. And that's very important that we realize that it is learnable. Because when we then sometimes think, oh, yeah, they can do that. Oh, I wish I could do that. Of course, they can do that. They're lucky that they can do that. They have this attitude. They have this character. Of course, they can do it so easily. No, 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 no. It's learnable. Go ahead, learn it and start focusing and stop for a moment. Actually, let me correct that. Slow down wherever you go. And even when you're cleaning house and you see the dust, look at the prosperity of dust. See it in that point of view. Truly, it's magic. It's amazing. Isn't it amazing? You clean your house and de-dust everything and you vacuum and a week later, there's such a prosperity of it. So now really, when you next time clean your house and you do it with joy and look at the prosperity aspect of it, guess what? Will you not feel much better while you do what you do anyways? I'm serious.
I challenge you all out there to not laugh while you dust. That alone will change the experience for me. Thank you.
Very good. And if it didn't open the eyes to our listeners, I'm already grateful when it's ear opening to them. When they are already coming to our podcast with open ears, then we have chances that we can reach their heart and reach their eyes through their heart, and everything will change and no one can treat you like before. Promise.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. So thank you guys out there for your time today. Thank you for your support. Please remember to share this with your family and friends. And if they don't know how to listen to a podcast, just send them straight to baldandblonde.live. There's a player right on the homepage so anybody can do it.
That's right. And thank you so much also for our followers on Instagram. It's very easy to find Kathy and it's very easy to find me on Instagram or Facebook. But I am announcing that I will not so long be there anymore because I'm finding other platforms that are supporting free speech.
Yes, but you will always be able to find us on our website, baldandblonde.live. That's it from us today. Thank you so much for your time again. We will see you next week for another amazing episode. We are Bold and Blonde.
Mindset Evolution. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Thank you for tuning in to the Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution podcast. If you love what you're hearing, please subscribe to our podcast. In our show notes, you'll find the link to our Facebook group where you can personally connect with Daisy and Kathy, and the link to our website where you can find all of our previous episodes and much more of goodies so you can get more value. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. That really helps out the show and helps us to get some powerful feedback from you. Talk to you soon.